Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Destined to Be, an Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And today we are going to be talking about part two of Nobody Knows.
So what did you find worked well in this drama and what didn't work well?
Well, first, let me just say I really loved it, which is a shocker for me because, again, cop drama, again, subject matter, Not one for bedtime stories. But it was an excellent cast. And I think that the way that they worked together was so great. The caliber of the acting was stunning. Yeah. Some of the people I wasn't very familiar with or I haven't seen them in other dramas. But the chemistry of the cast, like one of our viewers said or one of our commenters said, was really great. So I love that, and I love the twists and the turns, and I loved that they kind of tell you what's going on just straight away, and yet there's still mystery.
They did not tell us as much as I would like.
The first two episodes, you're figuring out that there's this guy who killed people.
No, but this is the thing. That is not even the main storyline from what I'm experiencing. Mm. From my reading of this drama, it's like they tell you, which I love about the drama, they tell you something that you think this is what I wanted to know or this is what I needed to know, and you find out, oh, that's not even the main storyline, no. Right?
But it all weaves together.
It all weaves together so story. Well. So yeah. It was so well thought out, well planned. So I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Is this based off of a book or a manga or something?
Not a manga. I didn't see that.
All right.
there actually was, I forgot to mention this before, but there was actually a webtoon, I think, that was created. I think it was just created for the drama.
Okay.
That explained, I guess, why she became a cop. But then we saw Sorry, why hold she on, hold became on. A
webtoon,
cop.
Like. Like another show that we saw with the little puppets at the end.
No. This was before the drama aired.
Okay.
It was like a prequel to the drama.
Okay.
Of how she became a cop.
Okay.
I didn't read the webtoon, but I know it was created.
Okay. Just checking.
Can we not talk about Arthur Chronicles like this episode?
Okay. That's that. But yes, if I was to say what I liked the most, it was the twists and turns and the fact that I couldn't figure everything out. And I kind of like that. Sometimes you watch a drama, you already know what happens. But with this, I was like, is it? No, it's not that. Oh, what's?
I actually wrote down the thing that I really like was the title, Nobody Knows, because it was perfect. Because multiple times after episode ended, I'd be like, what's happening? And then it rings in my head, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. We even had a couple of conversations trying to talk about it.
And we're like, I don't know. Nobody knows what's going on. Because even what he said, like whatever the breadcrumbs they're giving us, it's all part of their plan. And it's like, they're not really revealing anything.
No.
At all.
No.
Yeah, it was just detailed and well thought out with the writing. Mm-hmm. And then also like when you finally see, so in the beginning, you know, you see a little bit of his life and you see the boy fall off the roof.
Yeah.
And you're kind of, and then everyone's trying to piece together, why would he do that? Why would he fall off the roof? Everyone's saying, oh, a suicide or whatnot. Someone who fell through, like, he was so concerned for him, brought him to the hospital, took care of all the bills, had someone to help take care of him, and you're like, what? Oh, that's... It's like, in the back of your head, you're like, that's nice, but...
It's a bit suspect.
That's strange. You don't know this
expect.
Yeah, you just met him once.
But because everybody in this culty church was kind of weird, I was just like, I don't know, is he trying to be helpful or is...
Yeah, you just were not sure, he was weird. He was very eccentric.
Yeah.
Even when he appeared at the school, he was very...
He was weird.
It was very strange. Yeah. And then you start saying, he used to help out his mom's boyfriend at this hotel, and that's why he was there. So you're like, oh, okay. So like they tell us that, but then you're like, no, that wasn't even the case. Mm-hmm. You find out that's not the case at all.
Yeah.
And then when they reveal kind of what happened, and he's in the studio. So this is the part I love, because I was watching it and I caught it myself before they actually revealed it. So he's in the studio with Baek Sang-ho. And he starts talking about the book that he has in his bag.
Mm-hmm.
And really and truly, he shouldn't know about this book. He's never talked about this book, right? So he starts saying, like, oh, yeah, it's a book like you have, right? And then immediately, Eun-ho wants to leave.
Yeah.
And I go, wait a second, he never mentioned the book. And then, like, after he left, does Sang-ho realize, oh, wait, I made a mistake. He's never mentioned the book. Yeah. So now he knows I'm the one who took his bag.
Yeah.
So he tells... So first of all, his reaction was... priceless. It was like, huh, can you go get him? Like, it was very calm.
Yeah.
And then you find out that that's not even what shook him. It's because he saw the phone in the desk.
Yeah.
But you didn't know that late. So, like, they revealed this, you thought it was a reveal, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
Because, no, he goes, no, I saw your friend's phone that I saw on your wall for how many years that you have in that room? In his desk. So, yeah. Like, he was holding on to the trophy or the evidence.
Yeah.
Honestly, I never saw it coming, and I was like, that's great. I was like, that's amazing. Even the fact of coming of when he was on the roof, and then his teacher's just like, no, that's weird. We did training in school for how to come out. I don't think he was trying to kill himself. I think he was trying to survive.
Yeah.
And then they found out that, wait, why is this hose too short for this building? And it was so fat, it came together really fast in the last few episodes, and I wasn't upset about it because they've been setting every little piece up throughout the whole series.
Mm.
I really enjoyed that detail and how detailed they were with everything, and it worked out and it made sense.
Yeah.
What about you? Did you enjoy every storyline? Is there a storyline you were just like, I could do without?
You know what? I can't say there was a storyline that I didn't like, because it all weaved itself together. There was nothing fluffy that didn't belong,
mm-hmm.
and there wasn't anything extra. And even if there was something that you're like, well, why is that there? It still was a part of this case.
Yeah, like even the two friends.
Mm-hmm.
You find out the two friends, like the one that he's not friends with anymore, he's not talking to.
Yeah.
And he's like keeping mom about something. He's feeling guilty about something. His bodyguard is dead. Ends up dead.
Yeah.
And even that is weaved into the story of how he ended up at the hospital.
Yeah.
That was beyond me. And then his friend, the one that actually looks like he might be a bully, but really he and Eun-ho were friends.
Mm-hmm.
He gave him money to help with his brother's surgery or whatnot. He's in the hospital. You're right. It's like, even when you thought that these were side stories, it all fit in. Everyone had like a little piece that they just needed to
put together
and say. Like, the kids wouldn't have known, right, that they actually had the information.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things they would have found out if the guy wasn't in a coma. So
yes, that too.
He couldn't answer any questions.
But how they pieced everything that was together really with him cool, in the coma was good.
Cool about it, which I never thought of, is that this doesn't take place over months. It takes place over days. Which one of the viewers said, and I didn't realize that it was that quick, because it felt like forever.
It felt it felt like a couple of weeks. The way she said was, when she said
but
days,
I mean, it wasn't months. Like,
it wasn't
five
months.
Years later.
No, it wasn't months.
Later. Yeah.
It was, I want to say a couple of, it was like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Which is really good for a case.
Yeah.
And a cold case. At
this. It felt like, I think it was like every two episodes was a day maybe or something.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm not even sure. Now I gotta...
I'm not sure.
I probably wouldn't rewatch this whole thing because of the subject matter, but I would rewatch the last few episodes to see how it all pieced together.
Yeah.
Because this group of you know, villains, they were very strange.
They were strange.
They were a strange group.
Strange.
Like, villains. Even when he was talking to them, and you're like, he's like, you made a mistake. What should you do with the mistake? Burns his hand? He scalded his hand in hot oil to get away from something. That's insane.
So that he didn't have any
fingerprints. But, like, that was... That's crazy.
That's crazy, but it worked.
It was all very strange.
One of my favorite reveals was when... what was it? Oh, I just had it. It'll come back to me.
What was it?
But you were talking about when you saw the phone and he was running away because of the phone. One of the things that I had really liked that was revealed was... I can't remember. It'll come back to me.
It'll come back to you? Maybe the room? The book?
No. Anyways, carry on.
Oh, gosh. I want to know now what you're talking about.
Yeah, I want to know, too. Hopefully, it'll come back.
Hopefully. Okay, so this is the one also thing that happened that was... And I can't... Honestly, in my mind, I can't remember if this was actually... If it was open. Did he just come... Because remember, they had the book. They've been tracking on the book because the book led to where the tapes were.
Yeah.
Right, but no one can find these tapes. Like, they followed the pathway, they read the book, and they went to literally an abandoned area. Yeah. And it was just a field. And I don't know if they were reading it wrong.
Oh, I remember now.
What is it?
The guy who fell off of the building, that his actual father was the one of the cult leaders.
Oh, yes. Oh, he was, he went to the church.
Yes. It's a cult.
He's a school principal.
But he went to the cult church.
Yes. Okay, but you call it a leader, like, he wasn't running the church, though.
But somehow the church and the school were connected.
Because of, I think, Baek Sung-ho.
And the funding
they were getting. But
they were also a member of this cult church, so none of them was right.
First of all, I love that, because even, again, everything moves together. So you find out that, he visited his house before, played with his daughter. He's asking the daughter, like, what would you like a brother? Like, even the teacher. So, like, the teacher who he's a student of, that's his sister's uncle. Like, everything's connected.
Yeah.
And it's him that realized, he goes, yeah, he came to the house. We played. And then he finds out from his niece that, he asked if I wanted an older brother or whatnot, and I told him no or whatnot, and blah, 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 blah. And you find out that, oh, no, he was disconnected because, like, that was his sister.
Yeah.
Honestly, the show weaved everything together so well. It's so well.
They did a really good job.
They did a really good job.
So, that being said, you would recommend it to other people?
I would recommend it to other people. Yeah. For sure. Oh, we didn't talk about our favorite characters. Who was your favorite character?
Oh, the villain. Baek Sung-ho.
Oh, okay. So, wait. Last show, when I said I liked the villain, and he wasn't murdering people.
Yes.
You're like, oh, Risa, I'm noticing a trend. So...
Why did I like this villain?
Okay, I'm not knocking you, because I also liked him, too. Okay. But I would like you to explain, yes.
I just really thought his crazy acting was stellar.
So good.
And he did this kind of calm crazy where, you know, unnerving. On the surface, he just seems, he was odd, he was unusual, but, you know, for the most part.
Okay, what creeped me out was when Eun-ho, I think at this point he was pretending to be sleeping. I don't even know anymore because this kid is so smart. He was came to and he's like whispering in his ear, and he's like, it's just saying, I need you, I kind of don't want you to wake up. I think that's what he says.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this man's crazy. He's freaking me out. He's freaking me out.
Yeah.
Like, he paid for the room. He hired someone just to watch him, make sure he wakes up.
Yeah.
Taps the room to see how much he remembers.
Yeah.
And then, but you're right, this is a calm crazy. Like, even when things go wrong.
Crazy.
That was a great scene when they're all in the office and he's kind of like, where did things go wrong? And then you actually start seeing the truth and where it started when they're chasing down the last brother or something of that raised him or something. Like, he was raised by one of the uncles or something. Mm-hmm. And you find out, first of all, that they're all related because they all took their mother's maiden names and all their father is this leader of the church.
Yeah.
So they're recapping it and saying, where did this all go wrong? Well, yeah, you lost the old man. Then he got rid of the book. Then you tracked the book. And then the book went to Eun-ho somehow. They followed him to the hospital. Didn't see that he had the book anymore. Where's the book? It must be with the kid. They take the kid's backpack. This kid's backpack has other stuff in it. It has the books. He loses the book. It's crazy how that all happened. And that scene of them explaining like how it could have gone wrong was a really good scene in the middle of it. And you're right. He was calm. Like, usually you see the person who runs things like hitting someone, using anger.
Calm crazy is a different kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's more terrifying.
It's very terrifying.
He did such a good job.
Yeah, he did
a good job. I've been a fan of Park Hoon ever since he was the silent scene stealer in Memories of Alejandra. Just him walking around in a bloody suit was terrifying.
Listen, let's look at the past few roles that you've seen him in. All great. Memories of Alejandra. Watcher.
He has one of the creepiest lines in Watcher when his wife is hiding underneath her desk. And he's like whispering. I remember I brought it up when we were talking about Watcher. He like whispers there. He plays crazy.
Really well.
It's actually,
I don't remember who terrifying. He played in Descendants of the Sun.
No, he's just a soldier in that.
He was a soldier? Oh, okay.
Who didn't like the doctor. Which I agree. I didn't like
Oh, right.
Yeah, remember? Mm. I agree with him on how he felt.
He was one of the mourning doves or whatever they were called.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you love the mourning doves.
Oh, they were beautiful.
But, yeah, he had this calm, crazy, and again, I agree. He was one of my favorites, too. I also liked the lead actress, Cha Young-jin.
She was good. She was good, too, but he was my favorite. I loved
his he was great. She was good.
Yeah.
She was showed, like, because she cried all the time, her vulnerable side, yet she was strong, like you said. Uh-huh. Like, many times she was going places by herself, and I was like, girl, you got a partner for a reason. Like, why are you rolling? You know these people are crazy. You're dealing with a serial killer.
But I can't imagine having one event in your life just shape everything that you do. Like, her whole thing was, I need to get revenge.
Because of guilt. She's like, she didn't answer the phone.
She didn't answer her phone.
Guilt can really
not only that, because she felt like she was, or she learned this afterwards, that they weren't actually looking for her friend. They were looking for her. Or that's what she thought, right? When her friend got murdered.
Oh, no.
Initially, he was wanted to murder her.
He called her. I think he called her. Did he call her and say that on the phone? Or he just mentioned the fact that you didn't pick up your friend's phone? Because I think he only told a friend that, I wasn't even trying to. It wasn't you I was trying to go after. It was your friend.
Yeah.
And then somehow, I think meeting her or something, he changed targets or something. Mm-hmm. I can't remember why he changed targets.
Yeah. But just that he did.
Yeah. But yeah, she was the original target. Yeah. But I don't think he told her that. I can't remember her telling him that.
I don't know. I can't remember. And I won't rewatch it to find out.
No. If I'm going to rewatch it, I'm just going to rewatch the scene where all the pieces fall together because...
Oh, no. It was too much.
That's the only thing I kind of have to see again.
It was too much.
Okay, this is the one thing I can't remember. Maybe I blacked it out. Was this the open ending? They couldn't find the book. Did they just get him recorded? They recorded him, secretly recorded him, right? In someone's office. To get him...
I remember he got caught.
That's, I know he got caught. I'm just trying to remember how. I can't remember how.
I don't know. Something about going back up to the roof and... finding evidence of how the guy scaled down. Was it something like that?
But they needed to get, they wanted evidence of the, unless they had the phone, because they wanted evidence of the serial killing. Because her friend's murder was the last one that was under the statute of limitations. Mm-hmm. So I know that they're trying to get that one. And he was the one who killed her friend. So he got jail. But I was trying to remember how, I know they recorded him in the office, and I can't remember if that's how.
I can't remember.
Nobody knows. We should have been using that throughout the whole show.
Yeah, we should have.
Talking about nobody knows. This kept saying nobody knows.
Yeah. So, what about the soundtrack? Did you like any of the songs from it?
I did like a couple. Let me just pull up the soundtrack. So, first song, maybe this could have been your song. No, so I like this song called I Will Find You.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
I just was listening to the music and I said ad. I didn't even realize that it was called I Will Find You. That's creepy. Well, we're going to start with I Will Find You.
Okay.
By Park... Nope. Yes. Park Seung-joon and Song Jae-kyung.
Let's have a listen. Again, very creepy music. It's very I Will Find You music.
Yeah, it was a fitting title.
Yeah. Are you turning the volume up in my head?
No, it's not. I'm not. It's just going up.
And fade out. This one is very creepy.
It's better when the piano came in. When the strings came in, I mean. It was better when the strings came in.
Better by more creepy?
It's just, no, it just sounded
more... It's a great song.
It sounded more like...
It sounded like it said, I will find you. It sounded like his name. It was appropriately titled. Okay, I found a song that I liked called Lost by Kim Jong-won.
They all have long intros.
Another song by the name of Happiness by Say.
I also liked Happiness. So my choices were I Will Find You and Happiness. I was balanced.
Wow.
This is the happiest the soundtrack is.
Yeah.
It's the happiest it gets.
The last song that I chose was called Embrace by Sunwoo Jung-ga.
Soundtrack?
No.
I think I forgot that I like this song. I think I want... Okay, I'm gonna see if I can play the chorus for this, though. That's a good song. That's good.
I thought that the choices of the melody were interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have any other songs?
No.
Well, that wraps up our talk about Nobody Knows. Just to sum it up, again, fantastic drama, fantastic
Recommend it.
Cass, recommend it. The subject matter is difficult.
Watch it once.
So maybe watch it once. And this is definitely for me, a 17 and older kind of drama. So, you know, be mindful of who you're recommending it to. But until next time, folks, miss you, miss you.
Miss you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at D2BConcerto or visit our website at www.d2bconcerto.com.
Toasty!